Welcome back, Todd Zwillick with you. The Oscars are on Sunday and all this week leading up to the big show. The Takeaway is taking a closer look at some of the films that are nominated for Best Picture with the film's directors and writers and targeted audience members. And we're going to start with a film called Whiplash. This film is about an abusive relationship between a student and a teacher at a Juilliard-type elite music school.
Why do you suppose I just hurled a chair at your head, Neiman?
The tempo?
Were you rushing or were you dragging?
I don't know.
Start counting.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, was I rushing or was I dragging?
Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer of the Movie Date podcast interviewed Damien Chazelle, writer and director of Whiplash. Chazelle explained that in writing the film, he took inspiration from his own life.
I was a jazz drummer myself and a pressure cooker kind of jazz orchestra. In my case, it was in high school, so it was a little different. But it was, you know, a program that was treated very much like a college or professional program and sort of would travel around the world and play competitions. And the conductor inspired a lot of fear. So I wanted to kind of, you know, create a character who was a little bit in that sort of mold, but also, you know, particularly explore this weird sort of relationship between mentor-mentee and conductor and musician. And it winds up really focusing and really kind of distilling into the need to find approval from one single individual and what that kind of does to your psyche.
I think that's such a fascinating relationship because the student is such a perfectionist and needing approval so badly. And you realize at a certain point in the film, he wouldn't be abused if he didn't need his tormentor so badly,
right?
Which is complicated because you don't want an abusive victim to ever be complicit in the abuse. How did you walk that line in depicting this relationship? Because you don't want it to be a story of it's his fault.
Right. I mean, I think it's I think at the end of the day, the character that J.K. Simmons plays, Fletcher, sees immediately what he can prey on. So he sees at once someone who's the perfect victim to his methods, but also ultimately the perfect, you know, victor, someone who actually will sort of carry it through to the end. So I see it as, you know, even though the entire movie is told from the point of view of Andrew, the structure of the movie is really like one long lesson that Fletcher has, you know, created for him.
There's a lot of great details in this movie. And one of the ones that I like is a poster in Andrew Miles Teller's character's dorm room. He's got a little picture. I think it's of Buddy Rich, his hero.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the quote, I may get it wrong, but the quote is, if you don't practice, you end up in a rock band. And I love that quote because I think it says a lot about Andrew, the character, about his thoughts, what he wants, and also I think sort of the way he must be kind of disconnected from a lot, yeah, of his generation. You know, most teenagers want to be in a rock band.
Yes.
Was that you? Were you like him? Did you want to be one of the greats? Were you afraid of ending up in a rock band?
No, I would have loved to be in a rock band. I was in rock bands with friends. But at the same time, Buddy Rich was always this sort of idol who loomed down on me. And part of what makes Buddy Rich, what gives him such a mystique as a figure in jazz history, is not just how great a player he was, but how tough he was off the drum kit. Super, super tough to his players. There's recordings online you can hear of him verbally just going after his players. And this is exactly the kind of stuff that, you know, I wrote for Fletcher, very much in the same mold.
Another detail that I think anybody watching this movie might be shocked by is how much a body physically goes through while training that hard to be a musician. How many of these details are exaggerated and how many are real? And I'm specifically talking about you're bleeding on your drums.
Depends on how thick your skin is, literally. You know, blisters immediately start happening. And if you have weak skin, your blisters bleed and then your blisters tear. And so I remember having to work through the pain. My hands were always just in stinging, stinging pain while playing. And I put on screen what I went through. So there's not a drop of blood on the in the film, by which I mean the blood that, you know, rises from drumming. Not from other stuff that is not that I didn't, you know, experience myself.
Well, Damien Chazelle, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you so much.
Damien Chazelle is the writer and director of the new film Whiplash.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.